Thank you so much for calling, Lisa here.
Hi, Lisa. This is Brian Beilman, and I guess my writing managers, I didn't get a name, was going to call me at 4:30. May have called me at 4:30, but I got called out. I got held up on a call.
All right, that's not a problem. Actually, I was the one trying to connect you with the writing team head. Just please stay on the line while I get him for you, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank
no
you.
Worries.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Brian, this is Kevin. How are you?
It Kevin, you said?
Yep, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Nice to talk to you.
Yes, same here. Like us. How are you, man?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Okay.
I think I may have missed meeting Alyssa.
Okay. So, what seems to be the concern here? Regarding a particular chapter or is about the entire book?
Well, the last chapter,
Chapter
we tried
number
a couple
seven.
times. I think it, let me see here. Chapter six. Haven't got to chapter seven yet. I think it was chapter six. Let me double check here. It was about. I just opened the document here. One second here.
Yeah, take your time, man.
Kind of hard to find. There's, gosh. Scrolling. Chapter six. Yeah, open door communication. I think it was. I think that's. Let me double check. Wait, is
First
that? Yeah.
of August 22, Brian Blumen, chapter number six completed. Is that the chapter?
I think so. I mean, I can go back. Let me go to the last.
Take your time, man.
What?
Take your time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that one. I guess it's chapter six, and I guess the book, the writing has been hasn't found the right vibe. It hasn't been it's been fairly choppy. So on chapter six, we haven't gone to chapter seven yet, as far as I know. Maybe you guys are working on it in the background. That's fine, but I'm trying to figure out what we can do to get the. I know it's hard to maybe difficult sometimes to find people find out what's in. People's heads, but I'm trying to articulate that, and it just there's only like so I don't know. I guess what is are you the one managing the writer? Are you or how's that working out?
I'm actually the head of the creative unit. So basically, if there are any concerns from the writers, if there's any concern from you, your primary communication is through Lisa. But then
Yeah.
it's now being to me as well. So if there are any concerns, I can just direct the writing team to just go about that. So let's take it step by step. If it's about the tonality, the readability, we can change that. If it's something else, we can do that as well. Firstly, you said about it being choppy. If it's choppy, we can. By that you mean it's a lot of paragraphs. I guess that's what you mean. If you
No,
do.
it's more like the it's a tone and it's choppy, but the choppy is like it seems to be sometimes there's these, like, non sequiturs that don't even go with each other, and mm-hmm. and I just
so like there's two different things going on in two different sets rather than being in a single tone.
Let me put the comments in, let me see if I can find it. It's been literally a while since I've actually looked at this, so
I just walk me through an example. Just look at the paragraph right now, look at the chapter right now, and you know, just give me an example. Give me a reference that you're talking about again.
I will do that. Let me see all markup. Let's see where I am here. Yeah, I'm just kind of like, see here.
Completely fine, I understand. You know, there must be a lot of documents going, you know, so it happens.
Yeah, I'm looking at the wrong last one. Let me just one second. I'm looking at
the file I'm like looking 2 weeks right now is it's the document is titled 1st August 2022, Brian Buhlmann, chapter number 6, completed in brackets, and then
okay,
yeah, that's the
file. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the one I think I'm looking at. Okay.
So 120 pages?
Yeah, yeah, 120. Yeah, so.
Yeah, go ahead, check number 6, open the communication, go through it, walk me through the example or reference you're talking about so, you know, we can just look at what you
mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me go to the top here.
I mean, even if you don't find anything that is, you know, bugging you right now, it's completely fine. You know, there are certain things when you're going through the chapter at a certain time, there are certain things that we need to change, but, you know, sometimes you forget about it. So it's completely fine, you know.
Yeah, well, it's like, let me see here. It's almost done. So I'm going to look at this here.
I mean, if you mean you need to have an expansion on it, that's fine as well. You know, you can expand on single paragraphs or concepts. But, you know, I don't know if you want to change the whole tonality of the chapter.
Okay, I'm going back to Sheldon to see what kind of, let's see, that's it. Okay. So I guess the tone. Let me talk about the general tone. What might be challenging is that, you know, open door. We started open door communication. It's open door and slash open open book communication, and it's the tone is that okay. Listen, this is really important, and from a leadership point of view, you know, by having it's part of the whole. It seems like it's not related to the book. So the book is, in some ways, if the book is, okay, we need to by empowering people in the company and having all the information at their fingertips and be able to have an open dialogue on this, you can people can be empowered to do their best work. And the way this is written, it feels like it's written from like somebody who's doubtful of this. It's kind of has the many times it's kind of has a little bit of a negative connotation on it. I think it's I mean, sometimes when I'm reading this, I'm thinking, was this generated? This is probably generated by an AI or something. Like, it doesn't even.
So it's not basically stepping in the shoes of a leader. You know, it's not a leader saying this to his or her employees. Is that what you mean? It's like someone, a third person, basically, is just right. It's like reading a concept, not actually explaining things how it should be. Is that what you mean?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit, and I think that so I'm also trying to think about who there's a couple of things there's two things about the tone, like, so it's coming from like who this is setting out to be, and sometimes it's a little bit informal.
Okay, informal. So do you want us to, you know, strictly remain towards business writing? You know, like...
Well, this is a business book.
Academia.
Yeah, this is a business book.
Yeah, like...
This is a business book.
I mean, strictly business writing, you know. There's no... I won't say no, but, you know, very less creative element to it. But, you know, it's strictly academic. You know, like...
Well,
like a PhD or a professor. And then you get what I'm trying to
say? Maybe. I guess it... Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to start a company yourself, you know, and you said, okay, I want to start a company, I want to get some ideas of how to build a company from and make it a very high functioning company, and you want to get some ideas that resonate with you, and you're not looking for there may be some storytelling components, and maybe those come from me. Like I say, you know, like there's very what the challenge is. Sometimes I also don't get a lot of interactions. Like, oh, I don't like this. Okay, great, I'll do another one. Like, well, what's it going to be? Well, we'll set the tone. And never is it like, well, I'm trying to meet, and I know this is here. I'm trying to say, well, here's the tone. Yeah, it is a business book. It's not going to be flowery, but it. That doesn't mean it can't be interesting or can't be told in an interesting way. It just means that we're trying to help people with a guide. And so of like, how do you, so why is open communication and why is open book important? And then you say, well, okay, here's some examples and here's some counterexamples of how people were this way and they changed. And so I did include a little bit of a I had an idea for, well, this is the opposite of military in the end, like that they're top down. They don't have the creative, open communication with each other. So, I'm trying to dig down. It felt like it kept missing the mark on some things. So,
I need you to break it down for me, man. I need you to break it down. Give me a reference. Give me an example. You know, just pinpoint. Just for example, let me just make it easy for you. Let's just go to paragraph. Open door communication policy, the first paragraph, and open door policy ending at leadership. Okay.
So what page is this?
This is page 101, I believe. What is open door policy? The open door communication policy?
Okay. All right.
Chapter,
okay.
The first paragraph and open door policy, which is ending at leadership, top leadership. Okay.
Well, it was open door communication policy, or
open door communication policy. The first line reads an open door policy, which is and the paragraph ending at the top leadership, right?
Okay, and we have.
Yeah, so can
and
we,
ending in.
It's ending at the attention of the top leadership.
Ending on top of leaders. I see on page 101, I see, was open-door communication policy, right?
Exactly. And open-door policy is on the senior management, yada, yada, yada. And then the paragraph is ending on the attention of the top leadership.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Let's see here. Let me do this here.
You got it?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, let me look at this here.
I mean, it's a bit of a chore for you, but can you just rephrase this paragraph for me in a way you want it to be, the entire chapter? You know, just just do it in a way you want the entire chapter to be written, okay? If it's okay with you, I am sorry if I'm asking a lot.
Yeah. Yep, I understand. You want to know examples, because, you know, and so...
Just give me an example. I don't want you to go through the entire chapter again and look where our comments are, for example. You know, just rephrase this for me, you know? If it's a lot, if this paragraph's a lot, just do a three-line.
Yeah, process. Let me do. Yeah, I'm trying to... Let me just read it here a second.
Take it.
That's a good paragraph, actually.
Okay, that's fine. Let's go to another paragraph. The next paragraph, a policy of keeping a door open, ending at or an idea. Or if you want to, you know, just take another chapter, it's completely fine. Take whatever you want to. I'm here.
Okay. I'm going to go down. I'm reading through here.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be a chapter. It can be a line or two as well. I just need
example. Mm-hmm. Yep, I understand.
Found any?
I'm scrolling through this here a little down further. So
there's a paragraph under open book management. The second paragraph: employees feel empowered when they have a greater awareness of how their company operates, since it gives them a dog in the fight. I mean, I don't know if you find this informal or not. I don't know. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I saw the dog in the fight, and I was like, well, it's yeah. I saw that too. I was like, well, it's not quite, you know, it's not how I would say it, but that wasn't the. I mean, it's like I said, I read through this.
Correctly to put it.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's not exactly right, but I'm reading down further because I was. I mean, I'm not trying to be just a pain in the ass. I'm just like going, well, let me see here, because like I it was literally 2 weeks ago, and I didn't even look at it till just now, and I wasn't sure what we were going to talk about, so I wasn't prepared to look at this. So
it's fine.
You're
not being.
I'm looking at this here.
Fine, yeah.
So I'm down to, I'm scrolling down to like I'm on page 107, just looking here.
Yeah, take the time. I mean, if you want, we can reschedule the call as well, you know, because since you've not gone through the draft, if you want to take your time going through it, you can do it as well. You know?
Yeah, maybe what I'll do is let me, I know what you want specific examples. So that, so I've been going through Sheldon, and I put comments in there as much as I possibly can, but let me, yeah, it's I think I want to give you something to work on and work off of. So, I mean, are you on? I guess assuming you're on the platform and you're looking, you're able to look at, maybe I can rearrange the call and get. I want to really have actual things so you know which direction to go and not just say this is not, you know, because I totally understand.
Yeah, I get
so,
I mean, you can just communicate with Sheldon or Lisa, you know. Just tell us whenever you're ready, you've gone through an entire draft and, you know, you do find something off reference, you know. You can say that this is not right, this is not the tone I want. I want this tone changed for the entire chapter and we'll take it from there.
Okay.
Or
okay.
if you found anything right now, just speak.
Yeah, let me just keep looking here because there was somebody on the phone.
It's fine.
I'm scrolling down here.
I've done the shooting options for you, you know, to make it easy for you.
Yeah, sure. Like what I'm struggling with is I know I had a lot of comments in this document. And I just and I looked for my changes that I had. That it was all markup, show markup. No, for some reason it's not.
Let me just see if I have the correct file, which is all the comments.
Well, I'm looking at mine too, and I don't necessarily. So I don't see. So far, I don't have a problem with this. So I'm like, was I on? What was going on with my head? Or so far, I'm so.
You might have not saved the comments, probably. You know, I'm going through the comments through the book right now, chapter 6. I don't see any comments from you. Nope. I do not. I only see comments from Isabel.
See her.
There is a comment at the end. Brian Beamer deleted something. And then Brian deleted E. That's it.
Yeah.
Also, there's another. Is it a foundation or a pillow? That's it. That is the comment. Yeah, that is pretty much it. I don't see any other comments from you. Okay, there's another comment saying, I wrote the guidelines for the section, but it's not a coherent or continuous read. Too choppy. Okay.
Yeah, I think the I think, well, once I'm on the page, this is not necessarily style, but page 113, I guess the how much employees, how many insurance should you carry employees? And there's generally we want to talk about, I think it goes on too long about, this is not the end of the tone I was concerned with, but business starts with business can share their information with employees. And there's basically we talk about the PII, which is a good thing, but I think we go into probably like, why is it important to secure PII? It's not really part of the book. It's like you basically want to say, in a general sense, you want to say, you want to share as much as you can. You can't share some things with PII and various things. It's good to mention that. But we go into a couple pages of why it's important to secure PII and the Graham Health and high tech and all that stuff. I think it's kind of out of scope of this. It doesn't fully fit with this book.
Whenever you said that it's too choppy, I just need you to elaborate what's choppy. I understand what you're saying right now for this particular part, like 113,
yep.
But let's just go down to 118 or 119, okay?
Okay?
I mean, I see a lot of comments from you. Let's just go to page number 117.
I'm on 120. It was 117. Let me go back to 117.
Yeah, just go down to 117. It says Brian Beamer said, I wrote the guidelines for this section, but it is not a coherent or continuous read. Too choppy, okay?
117. Where's that? On 117. My 116. 116. 118, so, okay.
Then there's another...
Yeah, 117 is all deleted.
Yeah, there's
118
right now, okay? So 118 says, there are two comments from you. One says, Brian Beamer, this military section needs to be tweaked and improved a bit. It reads a little choppy. Then there's next comment saying, I wrote the guidelines for this section, but it's not a coherent and continuous read. Too choppy.
Are we in the same document? Because I see a comment on blockchain. Is that, that's on page 16? Look out blockchain.
Okay, I think I might have opened another. Is it a foundation book? We are in the same document.
So on page 116, there's a comment on blockchain, right? So I took that out, right? And then. Right? And then 117. The whole section I deleted. I don't see any comments.
Okay, there's wait. My system is really slow. I'm sorry. How can a company secure its PII?
Yeah, the PII is down. And that's, I have PII down at, let's see, that's after military, I guess, right? So, no, wait.
Okay, then we come to, there's this section which is highlighted, right?
Oh, there we go. I see what you're saying. So you're,
I got you.
So
and
I
then
found page your
number 117.
I have 122 for that.
Oh,
my page
okay.
about the choppy, I said wrote the guidelines for the section, but it's too, is not a coherent, continuous read, too choppy. That's at 18. For me, it's 122.
Oh, okay. The total page that I have for this entire document is 120, so for me, it's 118.
Okay.
So, yeah, but right. I see your comments. The MLD section needs to be tweaked and improved a bit. It leads to the choppy, and then there's a real guideline for the section. There is a coherent and continuous read. Too choppy again. Okay, so these are the comments you're talking about that you made on this particular draft?
Yes.
But
yes,
again,
yeah.
I do get your point, but again, I need you to explain what too choppy. What do you mean by choppy?
Right,
is it breaking in between, or is there if there's a bad transition between the paragraphs? What do you exactly mean by choppy?
Well, good. We found the section to talk about. That's good. Okay, I'm glad. Let's see. Let's read this here. So we have a sentence that says, so in organizations, people can take controlled risks. They have the leverage of some factors that helps them predict the outcomes.
I'm sorry. Where are we reading again?
So I'm near the comment that says this military section needs to be tweaked and improved a bit. It reads a little choppy.
Okay, so that cannot be fixed or a reciprocator that caused the damages are almost irreversible. Is that what you're reading?
Yeah, so here's about people's lives. Are almost irreversible, unlike organizations. So it's like, okay, here is about people's lives that cannot be fixed or reciprocated at cost. The damages are almost irreversible, unlike organizations. In the military, the private is told what to do. Blow up the bridge, take that position, inspect a jeep, etc. In the military, the private is told what to do, semicolon. Blow up the bridge, comma, take the position, comma, inspect the jeep, etc. Semicolon. It's like these chopped up little sentences. That is all I know, period. They trust the people above them, their seniors and high authorities have a plan, so they follow orders. Okay, that's fine. But what's the leading upside down? Let's see here. They should promote autonomy among the employees, especially the ones that work. They should promote autonomy among the employees, especially the ones who work with customers. Develop products, manage and collaborate with other stakeholders. Let me read it again because it makes sense. Modern corporations can effectively turn the military approach to leading upside down. Modern approach to leading upside down and move the access to information out to the and move the access to information out to the edges. They should promote autonomy among the employees, especially the ones who work with customers. Develop products, manage and collaborate with other stakeholders. This is a necessary step because in case they are required to take matters into their hands, if the situation calls for it, they should have access to relevant information and sort the best way to tackle the issues at hand. That's how they are empowered. I feel like I have to read a couple of times to figure out what's being said. It doesn't flow.
Do you think it's beating around the bush a lot and not coming to the point?
I think it's more of a flow. Choppy as far as it, like when it's not conversational. I mean, it's like if you're telling somebody that about this, it's I don't know if it's beating around the bush is that the right word. It's more of a if the author is saying talking about this, I think it's the sentence like I guess is maybe it's not as clear to me, right? So
mm-hmm.
it's I know what it's saying because I understand the concept, but
mm-hmm. but your layman or another person, a third person, he might be confused. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I think it's because it's that's not as straightforward as
Do you want it to be on your face, the tone, you know? This is what I'm trying to say. Do you want it to be on your face, you know, just like completely in your face, you know, just take this, you know? Is that what you mean?
Let me just read this again, this section here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like in the military, so I say, I would say in the military, the private has very little autonomy on what to do. They're told to do certain actions. There's a bunch of little blow up the bridge. There's like things that don't necessarily need to be there. Like I know why it's here because I gave an example of these are the kinds of things they would do. I expected kind of like a clear flowing in the military. The private is told what to do in order to do certain things like inspect a Jeep. And they're not empowered or to make any things outside of that. They don't know the full plan. I'd have to rewrite it myself to figure it out a little bit. But it has a bunch of little almost disconnected sentences, and it seems like you want people to figure out like, oh, when someone's in the military, they have to do a certain thing, and they don't have the full picture. So they're not in an open book or open communication type of plan. So they're like, all they can do is this one little task.
Okay,
and
so basically there's not much about the military right now. And just because there's not much information about the military and we're connecting it to the organization, so there's a discrepancy there. Is that what you're trying to say? You know, the military has XYZ tasks, and similarly, there are XYZ tasks for organizations. That's it. Right.
Well, I'm trying to prepare a contrast to a company that is succeeding because they have open book and people know the whole story and
democratic leadership rather than autocratic leadership.
Yeah, they're doing. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So you're told what to do and you don't question it versus saying, oh, well, in a modern, you could question things because there might be a better idea. In the military, you can't. You don't have the information. They don't give you the information, and you don't have the ability to step out of, because that's the way it works, and they may have to do that for certain, there are certain reasons they have to do that. So it's a contrary to people say, well, okay, yeah, I can see, like, nobody, you know, would you want to work for an organization? Somebody said, all I want you to do every day is just to pick up that trash can and don't do anything else, right, or whatever.
It was kind of the concept
of that. Yeah, and so they don't have a power, and they're not empowered, so this is about open communication, having all this information and says, wow, I know what's going to – I see the information, so I'm going to make an informed decision. Where you don't, in the military, it doesn't matter what information you see. You have to pretty much make a decision. You can't violate the chain of command.
Exactly. So it's like there's no two-way communication in the military, but in organizations, there should be two-way communication so the employees feel empowered and know what they're putting value into.
Yeah, it's kind of that. So the reason why it's choppy is it's just a bunch of little sentences put together. And I'm really trying to say, like, you know, let's look at the whole picture and say, we're trying to find a contrasting example of trying to show the power of open book management, open communication, and so the contrast is like, what if you were, you know, the thing is that it does work. For
Let's
the military,
just,
for many
exactly.
reasons.
Let's
but.
Just rephrase it in a way that there's no open communication in the military, but as an organization itself, the military works that way. That is how this is one of the structure of the military, because if there is two-way communication, if there is a democratic leadership, it might just crumble as a structure. But similarly, if we apply to this organization, the business organizations, if we use autocratic, I think that's right, autocratic leadership style, it might just, you know, crumble as a business organization because it needs two-way communication. So that's the contrast we're looking for.
Yeah, just the kind of, and just to have it in a kind of a, like if you, like we're just, like we're having this discussion. So yeah, that's what I, that's the concept, yeah.
Yeah, so like they are two different concepts. I mean, we are actually focusing on empowering the employees and everything. There's two-way communication and everything, yada, yada, yada. But at the same time, since we are against one-way communication, we still need to show that one-way communication can be useful for such an organization such as the military, right? So if we were to rephrase this particular paragraph, we'd say that, you know, the sergeants or everyone, you know, they can't say, they have no say in the decision-making, they have no decision-making power because the superiors say what they want to, and you just have to follow the orders, et cetera, et cetera. And that is the beauty of being in the military. That's how the organization works. But on the contrary, on the flip side, if this particular structure framework is used in the business side of organizations, it might just crumble because organizations need a two-way communication between employees and the higher-ups, right? Something along those lines, something along that wavelength.
Yeah, and I would say that on that same note is we could I have another note on this separately about this particular concept. So I guess it's like the military structure is designed around life or death situations, and you know the other the aspect is that the military also has to design their operations and command structures around various ranges of competency and ability and intelligence. Whereas a company, you can choose necessarily. You can say, I'd like to hire this person because they're very talented. Because the next chapter 7 is hiring A-plus players. So if you hire those best people, you can empower them. And the military, I'm not saying the military is not intelligent, but they have to be able to deal with just about anybody who will sign up for the military, and they have to have a structure that succeeds regardless of the situation, right?
Mm-hmm. So there's no second option in the military. I mean, either you, for a soldier, for example, in a battlefield, if either you succeed or either you die. But that is not the case in an organization, right? You know,
right,
if you,
right.
If you do succeed in an organization, well and good, you get a promotion, you know, get on the top management, et cetera, but if you don't, you can, you know, maybe expand on your skill set or, you know, choose another organization.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned earlier about talking about the two-way communication, and that's part of it. But I think the real part of it, the real power of this chapter for me is about open book management. So, you know, like the general's not going to give the people below him necessarily the whole plan. They're going to give him part of the plan, and the colonel under them is going to give him part of the plan that they know. And so by the time he gets on the private, all he knows is I've got to stand here and do this thing. And so if that private knew the whole plan, and if that private knew that he had information from headquarters that said, you know, these jeeps are coming in, they're coming in from a foreign, you know, from a place that we think is bad or we're suspecting this, the more information they have, the better they can make decisions, even in the military. So even the military could apply some of this if they opened up that communication in the intel. So even though it's structured that way for various reasons, you know, opening information to more to can empower them to do things, you know, even in a military sense.
But
so
wouldn't it be a problem in the military as well? For example, because if the private does know of the information coming from the headquarters or from the sergeant or whoever, the private might just make, you know, an inexperienced decision based on his or her lack of knowledge. Why? Because they're not experienced. That is why they're private, right? So
yeah,
it might just backfire on them.
Yeah, and that's why the military does this thing. You know, so I think So that's why I wrestle a little bit, because I don't want to. So that's why when you're, but I do believe that in a similar sense, if you have a new person who you just hired,
mm-hmm.
And you said, I'm going to give you all the access to this information. They may not know what to do with it, but lives aren't at stake, perhaps. So like, so it's a little bit different there. But there are things that. That are compares like where lives are. I think it's in this chapter I talked about. You could, in a similar way, like if you're a doctor, if you're in an emergency room, the more information that a doctor has, they're also. I think it's actually here.
We can just connect it with this particular point that regardless of TV communication, we won't say regardless of TV communication. Let's just put it this way. With two-way communication, you also need hands-on experience. Two-way communication mostly is successful if there's practical information and practical experience regarding the particular field you're working on. So if it's the case of the military, if you do have practical experience, if you do know what the actual information and instruction from the headquarters are, you would make an informed decision, right? And similarly in the organization, if for example my manager gives me I'm a new hire, if the manager gives me every single access of information and say you can just look at it and, you know, do whatever. But if I do have the practical experience, if I do know how to take things, how to absorb them and how to go about them, I would be able to make better decisions. I might be able to climb the ladder, right? So
yeah.
You can just connect everything, the two-way communication, with hands-on experience and practical experience. But we would still, you know, have to showcase a contrast, right? So because it's a military, there should be two-way communication, but in a contained and controlled environment. And then that is the reason it's successful as a military. And then coming to the business organizations, if we do need two-way communications, in a completely different way, which was actually used by the military, so that this organization can actually succeed. You know, there is I guess two-way communications also shows emphasis on the chain of command. You know, if a person has two-way communication, for example, an employee and a manager, the employee actually knows who to, you know, report to, right? There's a better chain of command, better, you know, knowing of chain of command. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but, you know.
Well, in the military, that's the case. But I'm arguing that, again, that you know, there's a previous version that was that I didn't like because it talked about, you know, it's. So I do think that there, you got to respect the various, like the people higher up are going to have more strategic things to do. But I think you can open your. You know, like I think you guys gave a Elon Musk example. You can come and talk to me if there's anything. That's right. I think that's what a modern organization needs to do. Is they need to you don't have to go through five layers of management because if you have a good idea, and so I agree with that. And then what I do think is that what we're talking about here. What you mentioned was about having the tactical experience is going to feed into the next chapter. And the next chapter is about how to hire these A+ employees.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you feed that into the kind of people that you hire are the people that can think and grow and take information and do the best with it. Those are the kind of people you want to hire. So it's kind of a good lead into, you know, the next chapter, which is about, you know, having the ability to get the right people who can use the information.
Right. I get your point. But again, Brian, coming to the point, if this particular chapter, okay, we discover the military and everything. It's a little choppy. That's what you wrote, and that's fine. We discussed how it's choppy. You know, there should be a contrast, and you know, the pilot is told what to do: blow up the jeep, blow up the bridge, yada yada yada. You know, we spoke about that. But there are different chapters. Different paragraphs in this particular chapter that still you'd say are choppy. Again, I'm sorry, okay? But
yeah.
I still need to know what exactly choppy means.
Yeah, so the previous ones, I went through and we talked about that part there. So that's why I stopped, because that was that area choppy. I think So the stuff in before that, I read through it. It's actually okay. So it's okay.
Okay. Okay. So this particular military part was what was bugging you, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, in that case. And what I would say is, when I what there was a point. I think I said I think it was page 90 or something. Like it was 90. There was a time when I thought this book was just super flowing and even like I mean maybe even I think I put I'm trying to figure out where this was maybe in the page 70. And I was like, wow, it was like, felt like I was trying, and then it kind of changed tone. So I mean, this one here, this is the third different iteration, and this one's better, and it's better. So that it's just a military thing is choppy, and I would like to spend less time on the PII stuff. I don't think it has, but I think this chapter is probably.
I mean, this chapter is fine. The only problem is the military part, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. I understand. Since you've spoken about it, you know, there should be a contrast. And, you know, there's the autocratic part of leadership should be implemented in the military because that's how it's successful, but it still can implement two-way communication as well. And then in the business, in the organizations, there should be two-way communication, democratic leadership style, which would, you know, help employees and the managers alike. So, yeah, there should be a contrast between two different leadership styles and that how in their respective own fields they're successful as a company. You know, these styles are successful making the companies or the organizations. But at the same time, they're different, but at the same time, they're useful as well, you know. We'll add that as a contrast, okay?
Yeah, and I think, though, and I also want to make sure we say that modern organizations should not behave like the military because they're you know, so that's yeah, we want to show that, but I was wanting to
okay, so if I say in a simple line, modern organizations should not be rigid in their organizational behavior,
right? And they should have and they need to keep their books open, right? So
they need to let's just say they need to align, invite their employees in their decision making, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's the correct word for other than invite? If you're talking about the context of employees, they should include employees in the decision making process. Right?
Well, I think they should empower. They should empower their employees to make decisions. So they're empowered to do it. They can make a decision.
Well, what if the decision is a managerial decision? It's not for the employees to take, but for the managers. But since they're empowered, they can actually provide feedback in that particular decision, so making it easier for the manager to make the decision. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking I know that people aren't going to, like, if I have a decision that I can make as a CEO, and, you know, I can't, somebody can't sign a document because it has to be signed by somebody. So, there are definitely parameters. They have to know, within the context of their job. The more thing is, like, within your job, your job, let's say, is to take care, like for you, Kevin, you're writing the manager, or like somebody has a job to take care of a customer, and then there was an early example of this, and say, well, when the customer comes in, you don't say, well, let me check with my manager. You say, oh, let me help you. I'll do whatever I possibly can, you know, and I'm going to do this. I'm empowered to do this, and you have the information. You know what you're allowed to do. You know a budget. You know things, and you don't have to go back and have things checked. If there's a problem. Yeah, then we can fix it, but you can't apply it to everything, right? You can't say you're empowered to do everything, but you're empowered to do things, and even maybe stretch as long as you're doing what is going to help the company succeed, or so that's really what the point of this concept is.
Yeah,
in order to do that, you have to have the information.
Okay, so in like layman terms or in simple terms, then there should be more job enrichment and there should be more delegation, right? For the employees.
I mean, so delegation sounds like it's a little bit more like top down. I'm delegating, I'm giving this to you. My thing is like, I'm going to give you, you say, hey, here's the plan for the company. Here's the information. Here's the open the books. You have everything you need to succeed. Go ahead and do it. Do what you need to do. I'm not, and you know, so you're going to do it and you're going to, on your own. You don't have to be, you know the plan, so you'll do it because you're empowered to do it. So it's not necessarily told to do it. You
Okay,
are,
so
you, you
you
know, like,
create the urge to do work, right? Because you know what you're putting your efforts into and what the final product is. That's why you empower the employees. They know what they're doing. They know what the final product is, and they also know the final product is good because of their own efforts, because of their own decisions, right? Is that what you're trying to
yeah,
say?
and they're going to put yeah, and they're going to yeah, and they're going to be more motivated to do it because it's their idea. And matter of fact, they might even come up with a better solution than you. Like you know, if you tell them what here's what you got to do every step of the way, they're like, oh, okay, great, I'll do it. But if you say solve this problem and find ways to and here's all the information you need and find a creative way to get this problem solved, they might do it way better than you ever thought because they're empowered and the information. But if you
So
tell them how to
basically,
do every single step,
right. So basically, you're
it's the
giving
opposite.
responsibility to the employees. Like you've given them the responsibility, the power to do something, right?
Yeah,
So
and you're yeah, given.
they have the say in it. They know the final
Yeah.
product. They have the say. They can do whatever they want to. Not whatever they want to, but you know what I'm trying to say, right? Not whatever they want to,
Yeah,
but they know
exactly.
what to do.
Yep.
They know
And
what they're
they want
doing.
it, they own it and they love it and they feel good about it because they came up with a solution and you know
And the
if there's a
managers and
problem with the
them.
solution
Sorry, go on.
yeah so if there's a problem and they know they say hey I'm running into a problem I can't solve this they get they because it's open book or open communication they say I need help with this and they know when to reach out so they're not going to get stuck but they're but they but they they're part of the solution, they're part of the product, they're part of the success.
Okay, so if there's a problem. In other words, if there's a problem, rather than going to the manager and everything, they first try to find the solution themselves because they feel empowered. They know what they're, doing. They know what the final product is. And once they do that, they, take it to the manager or the higher-ups and, say, hey, we found the solution. This is the solution. This is the problem. This was a problem. This is the solution. And we've come up with the solution. This is how things should be. And they know the manager would appreciate this. The manager would, say that yes, you have all the information, you've done your own research, you've done your own homework, and this is a good thing. So there's good
Yes.
feedback, there's positive feedback from both sides. And then there's organizational motivation.
And
It's a multiplier
yeah.
effect.
Yes, exactly. And so they and as a matter of fact, they might even not, in many cases they're not even going to have to tell the manager I found the solution. The manager's going to say you're responsible for this business unit or this customer or this product, and they just go off and do it, and they don't. But there's a reporting and there's metrics and stuff like that, but they don't have to go, okay, I got the solution. Is that okay? And they just go on and they know it was done. And so it's more of a, that type of thing. So you have it right, but for the managers, I don't think they even necessarily have to report to the managers. They just they, the business
You
has
just have
metrics.
to
So one of
tell
the
them,
chapters.
right? You just have to tell them. You tell because obviously you have to report it one way or another, right? There's a manager, you have to report what you're doing, right? So, but basically, you just report them that this is what you've done, that you have come up with a solution. That's it. Obviously, the managers, it's the manager's responsibility to take it up to his or her own managers. The top management, the top tier. You can't just go straight away, but you do know that what you're saying, your solution is going to go all the way up, and you're going to, come with, something good, right?
Yes, except for let me just correct you that. And the concept of this is and that's I'm glad we're having this discussion because it's like you're still talking in a very hierarchical thing. This manager has to tell this manager and so forth. So what this whole thing is that you set up. So part of the later one of the later chapters is about measuring and metrics. I think it is, and so it's boils basically out. If you set up in your company, like here's what we're gonna do. Here's how we're gonna measure. We're gonna measure results. We're not gonna measure effort. We're not gonna measure. We're not gonna measure. You know the budget. You know what you gotta do, and you achieve this. There's measurements in the company that say, oh, good, we're succeeding. The customers love us. We're making a profit. We're making whatever. And all of our metrics and our dashboards show us this. And if everybody has access to that same dashboard, that same information, then the managers don't need to get involved until there's a problem. And the managers and the employees say, hey, I have a problem. This is not working, or we're losing money, or profitable, or this customer's unhappy. Let's problem solve this. But until that point, like because we have open book management and everybody like opens a dashboard, electronic dashboard that says, here's everything you need to know about the success, the metrics, what we're doing. It's kind of like when you're people raising money and they have a big thermometer and like everybody sees where you're at. So you don't, the top manager looks at the dashboard, the middle manager looks at the dashboard. The only time people get involved is the manager's got to communicate the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And the people need to do the work, and the work, and it just happens. So there's not necessarily this hierarchical, let me tell this person, that person, like, it's all inherent into the system.
Okay, so there's no back and forth. Yeah, there's no back and forth. Everything is transparent in front of every single person. They know what their roles are, and they know how to make decisions. Everyone's making their own decisions, and the company's going up, right? If there's a need to step in from the manager because they need to make a decision, they just come in, they just, you know, say what they want to say, and then everyone goes about their way doing whatever they want to, you know, coming up with solutions.
Yeah, and so, when you have measurements in your business about how things are working, you can say, oh, there's a problem, and then they can, let me drill down. Oh, let's go talk to Fred and ask, or Fred says, hey, I'm seeing a problem with this customer. I'm bringing it to your attention. Can we have some help on this?
Mm.
So it's really everybody's working on the same information.
Everyone is involved and everyone knows who is good at what, and you know they can just take help from them. There's no barrier to, you know, taking help or asking something. There's no panic. There's no hesitation from asking help. Right? Everyone knows that this person is going to help me. This person is good at this. You know, they're just going to go to them and, you know, ask for help, right?
Yes, and there's no problems with people are. It's okay for people to make mistakes too. So they're like, hey, I made this thing, and then they're not going to get reprimanded. Like, okay, that's fine. Just don't make the mistake again. But it's a learning opportunity. So people they don't have to hide information.
Yeah, there's more constructive criticism rather than, you know, just plain old criticism that this is what you've done wrong and yada, yada, yada.
Everyone's
how you
in the
can
same
improve.
Boat, right? So,
yeah, exactly.
But this chapter on open book management says, here, everybody has access to everything possible, and you don't have to look at everything, but you know where to go, and the managers are going to look at the same thing, and all they have to do is look at the same information knowing that you're succeeding. And so they'll say, oh, great, the business is growing, you're doing great. If not, I need your help solving this problem. So everybody works it together.
All right. So it's like a team, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole company is a team.
Yeah.
And everyone's working together. And so the bigger the company, like the size of Tesla, you can't look at every single thing, but you're going to look at, but you have access to it. So you might say, oh my gosh, I noticed in like your Tesla example, I noticed that because we're running out of bolts over here, and I looked at the inventory, and the other division has a whole bunch of bolts. Let me just talk to them and see if I can get some bolts from them. Like they don't have to go, hey manager, I don't have bolts, and this manager says they don't have to go through five different steps. They say,
exactly.
Hey, we all have access to the bolts, so let me just talk directly to Fred, and he has bolts, and if he can spare them, then we can solve the problem.
All right, so the entire organization is like a complete human body. If there's a problem in, let's say, the finger, the other hand moves in and, you know, take care of the problem, right?
Yeah.
It's like a whole
so
body.
It's all connected. And the hand doesn't have to go through the liver and go through the camp just to get to the other hand. The hand goes directly to the other hand and says, let me help you out.
The mind tells the body parts that this is the problem. And similarly, in the organization, if it's a body, the CEO is the mind and, you know, everyone knows what the information is coming, where the information is coming from, and everyone knows what they need to do and what they're doing right now.
Yeah. So this open book manager is the cup, the CEO, the top going, here's all the information. Here's what you got to do. And everybody else says, great. Let me talk to we'll make it happen.
Oh, wow.
So you're right. So that's kind of what I'm trying to – I think this helps give us a – this not only is it a chapter, but this is the whole vibe of the book.
Okay. I get your point. I completely get your point. So I'll have this call, you know – I give this call to the writer, the writing team, which I've assigned for your book. Everything, we'll take the tone from the call we just had, but, you know, this particular point of the military and the organization, it's choppy because we've discussed why it's choppy, you know, autocratic, democratic, sector, why this is successful for this particular organization and it's not for the other institute. We've discussed that. That is the only point why it's choppy. Everything else in this chapter is completely fine. I'm sorry, I'm just, you know, giving the minutes of the meeting, you know, minutes of the call.
The other thing I would say is the PI, there's too much information about the PII there. It needs to kind of be toned down a little bit.
Okay. Do you want to, you know, delete some certain parts? We'll do that. Or you just want to refit it?
Well, the PII talks about, like, you got to protect some information. It's important to check privacy, but it goes into, like, you know, a couple pages of worth of what PII is and Graham-Breedley Act and all these things. So those are, I think, unnecessary. It's more like there is a need to protect information. You can't give every single information. There are some PII and some other regulatory things that need to protect it, but we don't need to go into all the details of what a protected document is.
Okay, I get your point. Okay, that's fine. So we'll take care of PII. I believe the team is also working on chapter number 7. I believe they've already started or they're midway through it. So you'll receive that, but don't worry about it. You know, we'll make changes to this particular chapter number 6 of the military part and of the PII, okay?
Okay, super. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you. Thanks for taking on time. And if there's anything else, you know, we can schedule a call again. That's completely fine. No problem.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate the time.
Same here, man. Likewise. You have a good one now.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.